And we're back here on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. The Missouri Department of Conservation is inviting landowners and others interested in managing deer on their properties to join a live webinar via Zoom this Thursday from 6 to 7 to learn about its Deer Management Assistance Program, known as DMAP. Joining us is Department of Conservation deer biologist Kevin Wiskirchen. Thanks for joining Show Me Today. Kevin, what are some of the issues that landowners will encounter with deer? Is this all from overpopulation?
So some of the issues that landowners will experience with deer do have to do with overpopulation. Our Deer Management Assistance Program, which is what this webinar will be discussing, really is designed to help landowners achieve a broad suite of deer management goals. So that can be things like reducing damage to property, like row crop agriculture caused from overabundant deer. It can also just be trying to manage for a healthier deer population in general. So trying to balance the buck-to-doe ratio or improve the quality of individual deer within a herd to maximize antler growth. So a whole suite of population goals will be achieved through this program.
Now, when we talk about landowners, Kevin, how much land are we talking about? I mean, this seminar isn't for somebody that has a backyard and complains that two deer are coming around every morning and picking off flowers and eating some bushes.
Probably not. Yeah. So we define a landowner in terms of who can get landowner permits in Missouri as having at least 20 acres. For the Deer Management Assistance Program, we actually have a higher threshold needed to enroll in the program. So it's at least 500 acres to enroll. And now that does not have to be a single landowner that has 500 acres, although that does happen and that's perfectly fine. It can be multiple landowners that are near one another that combine their properties to meet that acreage requirement. And that's also a common way for folks to enroll in the program.
Conservation will be hosting a live webinar on Zoom on Thursday from 6 to 7. To talk about their deer management assistance program. How are hunters designated for these special hunts?
So the landowner that enrolls their property can designate any hunter they want to be able to use the additional DMAP permits that come along with being in the program. So they can use them all themselves as a landowner. They can designate them to friends or family or whoever they'd like.
Does this deer management assistant, do they take place at the same times during regular hunting season or before or after?
Yeah, so the DMAP program gives additional firearms antlerless permits. They're called DMAP tags. They're just used for the take of antlerless deer to be used on that enrolled property. And that's right, that's during the regular season. So any of the portions of the deer season that allow the use of firearm, these tags can be used above and beyond any other permits that you can already get in your county of the state.
Kevin, where can someone go to sign up for this seminar or just attend it? Where should they find the Zoom link?
So the link is available through a press release that came out. I'm trying to think where else folks might be able to find it. I'm sure we can post it on our DMAP page, and I'll make sure that we go ahead and do that. So that'll be going to the Department of Conservation's main webpage, mdc.mo.gov, and search for DMAP. That's DMAP. And so when you go to that page, there will be a link to the upcoming webinar. I'll make sure that we put it there.
That's great, too. And we can also link that at our website, MissouriNet.com. Deer biologist Kevin Wiskirchen joining us here on Show Me Today. I want to go back to the backyard complaints. Are there some safe measures that people can take if they've got a pesty deer or two?
Yeah, so it kind of depends on your neighborhood and what's allowed by the city that you live in. Some cities, kind of an increasing number, do allow some forms of hunting within city limits, if that's your case. So a lot of times that might be restricted to archery. But there are quite a few cities where if you have 5 or 10 acres, you can even discharge a firearm to try and manage those deer through hunting. And so you would just want to check the rules for your city and maybe contact somebody with your city to get clarification if you're not sure what those rules are. Outside of that, you know, there's a lot of deterrent mechanisms outside of hunting that can be used to, you know, mitigate issues that you're having with deer. Things as simple as, if you've got a pet, like a dog, keeping that, out where it could scare off a deer if it were to come around at night. You can hang flashy metallic objects around that tend to scare deer a little bit. There's a lot of products on the market that things that don't smell good to deer. A lot of those kind of deer stopper sprays or various products that you can spray on plants that deer are eating on have things that are spicy tasting to deer, don't smell good to deer, and those sorts of things can be used to protect a particular plant, or if you have a small garden or something like that, those can be effective.
And Kevin, it's not often we get a deer biologist on the show with us, but I see people on social media feeding deer. They've got deer coming up to their back door, taking food right out of their hands. It's really not good, is it?
No, that's generally discouraged. Deer have been around a lot longer than we have, and so they can certainly fend for themselves and survive just fine and find everything they need to eat on their own. And so that's kind of a common misconception is that, you know, deer need us to feed them in order to be healthy. In some cases, our feeding them actually elevates the population higher than what it should be naturally. And so that can contribute to other issues like, more deer near roadways and potential for hitting deer with our cars. And so we don't want to do that if at all possible. Also, there are issues with potentially spreading disease when you are placing feed out for deer and other wildlife. If there is a sick animal that comes along and eats from that food or mineral, and then another one that's healthy comes along, it can pick up those diseases. And so that's also not ideal. So it's best just to let wildlife be wild and let them fend for themselves.
Yeah, that's great, Kevin. Thank you. And don't forget to join their live webinar via Zoom this Thursday from 6 to 7 to learn about the Deer Management Assistance Program, DMAP, with the Department of Conservation. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.